WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Today's workout is all about tackling something tough. Overcoming addiction and compulsive behaviors. Now, I know this topic can feel heavy, even a little intimidating. But trust me, we're going to approach it with the same blend of honesty, humor, and practical wisdom that makes these daily sessions so damn useful. We're talking real talk here, folks. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs become cravings, obsessions, or habits that spiral out of control. But here's the good news. You're not alone in this fight, and there's a damn powerful toolkit within each of us to overcome these challenges. So buckle up, my friends, because today we're diving deep into building resilience and finding support on the path to lasting freedom. Ever felt like you were chained to a habit, even though you knew it wasn't good for you? You know that feeling when your mind races with thoughts of just one more or I can quit anytime. We've all been there. Addiction and compulsive behaviors aren't about weakness. They often stem from deeper emotional needs or yearning for comfort, control, escape, or even connection. Recognizing this is the first step towards real change. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this challenging terrain. 1. Understand your triggers. Think of them as those sneaky little ninjas that pop up and hijack your best intentions. What situations, emotions, or people make it harder to resist temptation? Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them, like removing yourself from the situation, practicing deep breathing exercises, or having a go-to distraction ready. 2. Shift your mindset. Instead of viewing addiction as an insurmountable monster, reframe it as a challenge you can overcome with persistence and support. Believe in your ability to change. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, but that's part of the journey. Learn from those stumbles, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. 3. Build your support network. You don't have to go through this alone, folks. Lean on trusted friends, family members, or a therapist who understands your struggles. Share your experiences, ask for help when you need it, and celebrate your victories big and small. 4. Find healthy outlets. Channel that energy that used to fuel your addiction into something positive and constructive. Explore new hobbies, reconnect with old passions, or engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Remember, your life is brimming with possibilities beyond the confines of addiction. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. Addiction recovery isn't about being perfect. It's about making progress every single day. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a dear friend going through something similar. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a woman I met at a local coffee shop. She shared her journey of overcoming a gambling addiction. At first, it felt like an unbreakable cycle, the thrill of winning followed by the desperation to chase more. But Sarah realized that her addiction was isolating her from loved ones and stealing away her joy. She joined a support group where she found understanding and encouragement from others who were on a similar path. She also started practicing mindfulness, which helped her manage cravings and stay present in the moment. It wasn't easy, but with time and support, Sarah rebuilt her life, finding purpose and fulfillment in new ways. Her story is a powerful reminder that recovery is possible, even when things feel incredibly tough. So remember, my friends, overcoming addiction and compulsive behaviors is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and never hesitate to reach out for support. You're stronger than you think, and you've got this. Now go out there, on your day, and let's get that Stoic Mind Gym pumping. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And if you want to keep the conversation going, find me on social media. I love connecting with you all. See you in the next session.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.